USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
We're tougher than anybody, we're tougher than any force, and we're probably going to have to be, unfortunately.
President Trump at a Make America Great Again rally in Fort Myers, Florida, for Republican Ron DeSantis, who's running for governor. The president discussing the caravan and says he's putting an end to the old practice of catch and release.
I tell them turn back and they're not going to be released. It's called catch, but we take the word release out. We're not releasing anymore.
The president blaming Democrats for refusing to take action on illegals coming into our country.
Democrats want open borders and they want to invite caravan after caravan into our country, which brings crime upon crime.
On Wall Street, the Dow gaining 241 points, the NASDAQ up 144, and the S&P 500 up 29. This is USA Radio.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
We're tougher than anybody, we're tougher than any force, and we're probably going to have to be. Unfortunately.
President Trump at a Make America Great Again rally in Fort Myers, Florida, for Republican Ron DeSantis, who's running for governor. The president discussing the caravan and says he's putting an end to the old practice of catch and release.
I tell them turn back and they're not going to be released. It's called catch, but we take the word release out. We're not releasing anymore.
The president blaming Democrats for refusing to take action on illegals coming into our country.
Democrats want open borders and they want to invite caravan after caravan into our country, which brings crime upon crime.
On Wall Street, the Dow gaining 241 points, the NASDAQ up 144, and the S&P 500 up 29. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
President Trump calling for an end to birthright citizenship, outgoing House Speaker Paul Ryan dismissing the idea. Texas Congressman Republican Louie Gohmert weighing in. He's a guest on Lou Dobbs Tonight on the Fox Business Network.
It just shows that our speaker once again has gotten terrible advice from whoever he listens to about our Constitution.
Prosecutors have mounds and mounds of evidence and new disturbing details emerging regarding the man accused of mailing over a dozen packages to Democrats and politicians criticizing President Trump. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Cesar Sayak, the man accused of sending pipe bombs to high-profile Democrats, included shards of glass in several packages, and also searched for the wife and kids of some of the folks who actually received the bombs. That's according to the feds. Sayak's attorney says all the evidence against him is circumstantial.
Would you like to go to jail based on maybes? Would you like to be put in jail based on well, we haven't certified a fingerprint. It may be there.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To news on the economy now, a new jobs report out. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the details from Washington, D.C.
ADP and Moody's Analytics reporting that the economy added approximately 227,000 new private sector jobs in October. That's 9,000 more than the 218,000 jobs created in September. Most of the October gains are in the services industry, adding 189,000 positions. Construction and manufacturing each added 17,000 jobs.